Welcome to the 2014 Missouri Football Preview here at BunnSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor as we preview all 14 SEC teams as well as other conferences leading up to this season. Missouri was 12-2 a year ago, a surprise team from the SEC East. They made it to Atlanta. They returned four starters on offense, four on defense this year. That's not very many. They actually have to replace a lot on both sides of the ball. Some people wondering if this year could be a fall-off year for Missouri, and I'll bring in the college football professor now and get his take on it. It looks like it could be a downward spiral from last year.
Yeah, Jacob, if you think about it, in 2012, they underperformed. In 2013, they overachieved. And they have only eight starters returning, as you said. So I'm going to say that if Missouri is going to do very much, they're going to have to show me.
That's very well put. They did have a pretty good recruiting class, and they bring in a lot of talent this year. Who do you look at as perhaps the person that could step up, especially from a young player, to step up and kind of take the lead here?
Well, I think their recruiting, while it was good, they're going to have to really upgrade if they're going to compete year in, year out in the SEC. And it might be that their biggest upgrade will not be an incoming freshman, but a redshirt freshman, Jamon Moore. And the reason he might be so critical is that he may be having to replace Dahl Green Beckham, who has been kicked off the team, and they've lost him, and they really need someone to take his place. But as far as just the incoming freshman, Andy Bauer, an offensive lineman, and Brandon Lee, who is a linebacker, they may be true freshmen who are ready to play when the season begins.
What do you think the strength of this Missouri team will be? I think last year it was a mix. They had a pretty good defense. I don't think people gave their defense enough credit. But they also had some pretty decent talent on offense. And they had a running back, of course, very good. And, of course, the quarterback returning this year, Matty Mock, who is now a sophomore. Where do you see is the make-or-break position for Missouri this year?
Well, I think they have a very good running game. I think they'll have a very good running game this year, just like last year. And for some reason, maybe this is the way Pickle goes about it, but they're going to have good defensive ends again. You know, they had good defensive end last year.
They did.
But I think their quarterback, Matty Mock, is the key. And I think he's a very good quarterback. In fact, I think their quarterback position is an upgrade this year.
Well, here's what Missouri has in front of them this year. They have a pretty decent schedule, but it's always tough when you play in the SEC. But they open up with four non-conference games. San Diego State at Toledo. Not sure about that one. Central Florida at home. We know that could be tough. And then Indiana, that's pretty decent non-conference schedule right there. I'm not sure, again, why they're playing at Toledo. Then they travel to South Carolina before an off week. They get Georgia at home, then at Florida. Just never stops in the SEC. Vanderbilt, Kentucky at home, an off week before traveling to Texas A&M, then traveling to Tennessee, and then ending up at Arkansas. There are some chances Missouri gets some teams at home. They could have a pretty good record by the end of the year, but also it's the SEC, and you could end up having your nose bloodied pretty badly. So my prediction, I think they go 8-4, 4-4. I think they lose to South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, but I do think they can beat Texas A&M, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and I do think they'll win all of their non-conference games. What about you?
Well, Jacob, I really think their non-conference schedule, Toledo and Central Florida, a lot's going to depend. If they're close to the teams they were last year, they could really be trouble for them.
Yeah.
But I think the key, now this is what I think, is the key for them having a good season this year of all games, it's the last five games on their schedule, and I think that the Vanderbilt and Kentucky games at home will absolutely give a stamp of what this season is going to be like.
Well, it should be interesting. And again, Gary Pinkel is now he's going into his 14th season as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. That's quite an impressive run there. We'll see if he can continue that, but he we'll try to guide his team once again to get back to Atlanta, but I just don't see it happening again this year for Missouri. I think it'll be a tougher road, but who knows? That's the Missouri Tigers 2014 football, college football preview here at BunnSports.com as we count down until to the 2014 college football season.